I mean, but, you know, I mean, again, like, I guess, like, the theme of today's show is, like, you know, justifications for why no one can do anything despite, like, all this power that they're supposed to have. And it's just, like, it comes back to this idea that, like, what we're seeing in the pandemic, and we're seeing another demonstration of it right now in the Texas ice storm, is that, like, you know, disasters keep happening, and they seem to be happening, at least environmental ones, at a greater and greater clip. And it's just, the idea is, like, that our government, our country, like, just isn't real. It doesn't exist to do anything for anyone.
Yeah.
It's just, it can't even, you can't even provision, like, even the barest of services to people in desperate need.
Ponzi
scheme.
Like,
the wealthiest country in the world. And it's just, like, our society just isn't real. America is not a real country anymore. And I guess, like, I mean, we don't have a lot of time left, but, like, Libby, I know, like, this is your beat now, but, like, there is no better example of the fact of, like, that this is just a fake country than, like, the way we treat healthcare in this country. Like, it's just, or the way we, like, don't treat healthcare, I guess I should say. Or just, like, the idea that, like, you, like, it costs, I don't know, $30,000 to have a child in a hospital, even with health insurance. It's just like, what? This isn't a real place. Like, how, like, why? Like, why are we putting up with this shit?
Yeah, I mean, to that last question, I truly don't know. Like, more and more, I wonder why there aren't people, like, bombing United Healthcare's headquarters or whatever. You know, and I mean, and I know why. It's the same reason why, you know, the mass protests that happen are always fleeting, and you know, even when stuff is going really badly, it's just everyone is just so fucking beaten down by it, and people can't imagine anything better. And I think one thing that struck me, like, since I launched Sick Note, and I talked to everybody, for, you know, I've interviewed people who have had huge medical bills because their kid got sick, or you know, because they just woke up one day and they couldn't see out of one eye, and, you know, suddenly they're $7,000 in debt or whatever. And, like, again and again, people say to me, like, you know, well, I feel like obviously I could have had it so much worse or whatever. And it's like, it doesn't matter how low down you go. Like, people are always saying, like, well, it could have been so much worse. And, you know, I think there's that kind of instinct, which, you know, is understandable, to say, like, well, you know, I have some privilege or whatever. It's like, no, like, unless you have an absolute shitload of money in this country, you are one disaster away from being completely fucked over by, like, a medical issue or a random accident or disability or anything. And, like, there's actually, you know, obviously it gets easier if you have private health insurance, it gets easier if you have employer sponsored health insurance or whatever, but you really have to be extremely fucking rich to not be, you know, a hair away from disaster, or just living in disaster, living in completely, like, unimaginable difficulty. You know, I talked to someone recently who is diabetic and is on Medicaid, and he cannot earn any more money because then he will not be eligible for Medicaid anymore. And if he did, he would have to get an Obamacare plan. Even if he could get that subsidized and it would be free, he would then have to pay for his insulin. He would have to pay for all of his drugs. He'd have to meet a $7,000 deductible or whatever. So he is quite literally trapped in poverty because of his condition. And, like, I don't know. I think it's by design. I have to conclude that it's by design, and that the state wants people to get sicker and to die more because it's cheaper, and because the sooner they die, the less we have to spend on caring for them in the incredibly bare way that we do it already.
Yeah, I think the way to understand America, like, as Will said, it's not a real country. It is a giant Ponzi scheme. And the thing that has generated, like, that has been the driving engine of America since its founding, is the idea that there is always a bigger sucker than you. That's it. That's what America is. It is. It's not about finding a way to provide for others at even the theoretical sacrifice of even, like, a scintilla or fraction of your own comfort or fucking money. It is offsetting all of the costs of what it is to be a country onto somebody else, someone who is just slightly less clever, less on the ball, less of a grinder than you are. And one of the big things that's causing us to have this massive fucking, you know, nationwide nervous breakdown that is manifesting in our politics now is that we're running out of suckers, and we don't know how else to be. We do not know another way to be other than to try to fucking scam somebody. And that's all we have. And with the absence of that, we're freaking out. And The only hope we have, and I know people get like bummed out about episodes where we talk about how fucked everything is and how doomed everything is. At some point, before, you know, having a polity becomes impossible, I think we all have to assume and hope that we get to a point where even the most mean among us realize there is not another sucker coming through the door. And that means that we actually have to start asking questions that other countries have been asking for a long time and that we've always been able to avoid having to deal with, of what do we owe to each other?